This is KUOW's The Record, and the news continues now. Who gets to decide which bathroom or locker room you get to use? Under Washington state law, you decide. A new rule enacted in December says people can use bathrooms and locker rooms consistent with their gender identity. Some Republican lawmakers are trying to repeal that, and many transgender rights advocates are furious. Betsy White of Spokane is one of them.
I'm the mother of five children. My youngest child is 8 years old, and she is transgender, and my 11-year-old is genderqueer.
That phrase Betsy White just used, genderqueer, that's an umbrella term to describe gender identities outside of the conventional male or female identities. As for transgender people, Betsy White told me they're already at a higher risk for discrimination and physical assault than non-trans people.
These bills are going to heighten that risk and are actually going to put transgender people at a greater risk for discrimination and for assault. In 2015, 25 transgender people were murdered in the United States simply because they were transgender. I don't want my child or either one of my children to become one of those statistics.
What makes you think transgender people would be at a greater risk?
From my experience having a 8-year-old transgender daughter, if these bills were to pass, you're telling my 8-year-old little girl that she has to go into the men's bathroom. The biggest concern from the proponents of this bill is safety in the bathrooms. Who is going to be at a greater risk? A woman who is sharing a bathroom with a transgender woman, or my 8-year-old daughter, or any other transgender woman who has to be forced to use a men's bathroom? And let's flip that. You're asking a transgender man who looks like a man to have to use the female bathroom. Who in that situation is going to be at greater risk? A woman or a transgender man who is being forced to use the woman's bathroom? That's why this is such a concern.
What has been your transgender daughter's experience with bullying or just any reaction from her fellow students when it comes to using the girls' bathroom?
When my daughter came out as transgender, it was the second day of kindergarten. And, of course, the first thing that the school did was jump on what bathroom is she going to use. And we were very adamant that she would be required to use the girls' bathroom because we did not want her to be isolated by being forced to use, say, the nurse's bathroom or the staff bathroom. If the whole classroom of 25 students is lining up to go to the bathroom and my daughter has to peel away from the rest of the classroom to go to a different location, you are highlighting that there's a difference. And it was with great reservation at the time that the school allowed her to use the girls' bathroom with the understanding that this would be closely monitored. 3 years later, there have been zero issues with my daughter using a girls' bathroom. None. As to bullying, the kids in her classroom have been very welcome and opening about the situation until their parents find out about it. Once their parents find out that their child is befriended a trans child, then that child is discouraged from continuing that friendship. But our biggest bullies in my school, in my personal school, is actually administration and staff.
Finally, Betsy, will you tell us what is something that most people don't understand about what it's like to have a transgender child?
I have to have very adult conversations with an 8-year-old child, and that is very difficult because I shouldn't have to have the conversations I have to have with my 8-year-old. I have to make sure that my 8-year-old clearly understands that she is not to go into any public accommodations by herself ever. She has to have a sibling. She has to have a buddy. She has to have somebody with her at all times because of that heightened risk of being bullied and or assaulted.
And what do you wish for as a mom?
I wish people would understand that transgender people are people. Transgender women are women. Transgender men are men. They're just like our husbands and our sons. They're just like our mothers and our daughters.
Betsy White is a mom living in Spokane. Her 8-year-old daughter is transgender. That Republican-led bill we've been talking about is still alive in the state Senate. It has not been voted on yet. An identical bill introduced in the state House did not get a public hearing. That bill is dead. You're listening to KUOW's The Record.